Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Leaders in Supply Chain podcast, Latin America. I am your host, Xavier Bazañez, Managing Director, LATAM, in Alcott Global. For me, it's a great pleasure to introduce today Alberto Castro. Welcome, Alberto.
Oh, many thanks, Xavier, to have me here today.
It's great to have you here. For the people that don't know Alberto, Alberto is the Head of Operation of Gallo Worldwide. It's a joint venture within Unilever. For the last 4 years in Brazil, previous to his role, he was working for ADN as a Director of Operation in Brazil, responsible for all the supply chain, business planning, S&OP, all the stuff that we know in supply chain for almost 3 years in Brazil. He started his career in Nestlé in Venezuela and under the supply chain umbrella. And he has been developing his career there, his initial career for 18 years between Venezuela and Brazil. Welcome again, Alberto.
Oh, many thanks, Xavier. I love to be here, and you provide a very good resume about my experience and the places where I've been.
Perfect. So the people for sure want to know, how was that initial Nestlé? That was your career development. So you started as a trainee program in Venezuela. How was that?
I love it. First, I can say that I love it because I was part of distribution trainee program. And it was fast. Mm-hmm. I spent 6 months going through areas that had a close interaction with the distribution centers. And then I assumed a medium-scale distribution center for 1.5 years. And you know, lead the distribution center was part of the training and was very decisive for my career. Why? Because first, without previous experience, they threw me to the water. Logistics. Exactly. And as you know, logistics and customer service require a technical skill for quick and prompt answer. And my action, and I can say you that my action in that period of time, still as a trainee, even I was leading a distribution center, my action have enough evidence, have enough endurance to define what kind of professional I will become in the future. And I can tell you, in that moment, I knew that I want to lead. Mm-hmm. I love to lead. So I recognize one of the essential skills to become a future leader. Yeah. Coaching ability.
Yeah, definitely. And that is the part of the way that to be learned, no? Being in the battlefield and you understand how is the movement, no? But for sure, you get a lot of support on Nestlé on that year. So you develop as a distribution manager for almost 6 years and learning customer service, warehousing, transportation, and also project management in the supply chain field. So you develop yourself as a full integrated person in supply chain, that's right?
That's right. I can say that most of my learning in those areas of supply chain was to develop technical proficiencies in that last mile subfield at the battle, but combine it with my desire to be in charge, to be leader. I can say now, I didn't recognize in that moment, but made me highly marketable in that field. This knowledge support me in different functions inside the supply chain area, and made me a stronger player inside the business. So being a distribution center, being a customer service manager, allow me to recognize second essential skill to become a leader. Leader need to have a specialized mix of skills.
Yeah, so, definitely. And this is a very good learning that they give you the opportunity to learn on that. And for sure, they give you a new challenge. You know? So moving to another country to implement best practice in SOP for all North and South American market, no? How it was leading with this different culture, sales team, and the rest of the function to implement that, to synchronize those processes, because sales go from going in one side, production going in the other side, and you need to be the synchronized guy to guarantee that the process work, that the capital investment, the working capital is generated and controlled. So how did you do that new experience in a new country? Tell us about it.
Okay, I can tell you that that was very, very complex and full of failures. Full of failures. And why? Because in one hand, it was not only in a new country, and my mission was to support different countries. So I have to develop, in one hand, I have to develop skills to know for sure what is all the process associated to S&OP. And the other hand, but that was the more complex, but clearly was my biggest conquer. This international career exposed me to relate people on a personal level. Mm-hmm. On a personal level, to build trust and rapport. And build that trust only when you really know the skills, you really know how the process works, but at the same time, how I interact with the people. Inevitable, that context forced me to recognize their feelings, to recognize and respect their habits, understand their functional of each area, commercial, finance, marketing, their functional interests. And as well, at the same time, that's why, I conclude that was my biggest conquer. I understand, regulate, and predict my own emotion. So they don't control me. As a Latin American, as a professional, I have a lot of energy, but that's something that needs to be regulated in order that don't control me. So lead S&OP and being an expert in their best practice in each of those in this country, it was a vehicle. And it was a vehicle to accelerate the interaction that I have with the people across the country and across the function. Of course, my biggest conquer way to recognize a very essential skill to become a leader, that we need emotional intelligence. And that emotional intelligence is put on proof dealing with different people with different backgrounds.
Yeah, definitely. And that is critical to have that control of emotional intelligence. That is the soft skill that you need to handle it, all that processes in supply chain. And what's very interesting, as you say, for sure, because it was a complex and full of failures. So this is great because this is the opportunity to understand which are the failures and the opportunity to amend that and avoid in the future processes. So that kind of failures teach all the teams how to better processes, better synchronization in what you need in the supply chain between sales, production, finance, and all the logistic network. That's right.
That's right. That's right. And that's what I always say. I already proved that road is difficult. That road is plenty of obstacles. Let's go from another way to do the thing. Why? Because at the end, I experience. I have those plenty of failures, and of course, as a humble professional, I take that experience in order to apply in the future.
Yeah, definitely, that is critical. And after that, you have a new assignment in Nestlé Waters. That's right, in the other business of Nestlé as a supply chain integration lead. Tell us how was that?
That assignment was memorable. Why it was memorable for me? Because this was in Nestlé Waters, North America. Again, was this in another country, but was specific in the United States. It really is the day-to-day life in a country and working with them, with those professionals that teach me and allow me to incorporate in my DNA the focus results.
Yeah.
I was somebody that want to lead, that want to coach, that know how to deal with different fields in the supply chain. But something that this business in the United States, this Nestlé Waters showed me, and I learned with them, and I worked with them, was this focus result. And I still have in my DNA that focus result. My key takeaway of working in Nestlé Waters was that an American colleague showed me how collaborative work saves us energy, saves us effort, and how we can use better our resources. With them, it's always about measuring my team productivity. I remember each of the small and the quick meeting that we have was about and the focus was about what, how is my team productivity, looking at the people, identify who really knows what need to be done. If it's nobody, where is that people? Where we can find that? Where we can develop that skill and that knowledge? And at the same time, how well is it secured?
Yeah, exactly.
That business really showed me, and I always bring to each of my posts this DNA related to focus, result, and productivity.
Exactly. So there was a great experience also for you to deploy the SAP program. That's right there.
Exactly. And that was the main mission that I have there, that was the implement SAP in, mm-hmm. in each of the their different models, especially the demand and supply planning, but also in customer service and procurement. This kind of approach, that was very interesting. Why? Because in one hand, we have a system to implement. In the other hand, we have to build the trust and the credibility in that American professional that we know what needs to be done and how to do it. So yeah. In many areas, it was very, very important for my career and very important also for them because they really have a success implementation in the all SAP fields that we implemented.
That's great. That's great. And you come back to Brazil again as a planning manager, no? You stayed there for 7 years doing business planning, S&OP or the IBP, and doing the customer service. Tell us about which critical project did you manage in that time? How was the IBP implementation, for example, or which project did you manage in the 7 years?
Okay, during that period of time, I was assigned to support Mexico. That was a complex, very complex business because they have different business units. Also, Panama, a smaller one, Colombia, Venezuela, and also Brazil. Both for what? Support the integrated business planning that at the end is a way advanced way to see the S&OP. Yeah. And those projects were related to enhance the business forecasting competence. Yeah. In one side, in the commercial side, the sales analytics, I work a lot with the people of the commercial in order to bring a strong analytic skills in order to understand the sales behavior and in order
Beautiful.
To the way to enforce.
That is critical. Sorry to interview you, but that is critical because it's the source of part of the information. So if the guys, the sales guys, you understand clearly the areas, the zones, the geographically, the seasonalities that everybody has, they are able to produce better sales figures that at the end give you better sales results, and for sure, giving very more accurate forecast that will be helping you for assuring a better supply, a better raw material, everything. That's right.
That's right. That was the main idea of work with the commercial area in order to improve that. Because at the end, we know that in the very early stage of any organization, it's always about the thump or what my gut is saying. My gut is saying that we will increase our sales in 20%. But that gut at that thump should be accompanied, should be complemented with numbers,
Right.
With facts. And most of the time, that facts is about what happened in the past. So you have to understand the past. You have to clearly identify the root cause of why we sell more or why we sell less. So that was the whole idea to give then what we call is one step ahead in terms of improve our forecast competence. And to be honest, the main point to have success is that we did together with the finance team. When we join force between supply chain and finance in order to improve, because at the end, both of us are the first one take benefit about a better forecasting.
Yeah,
not only because the working capital, not only because all the finance forecasting is related to the volume forecast, but all our supply chain based on that number. So that one, it was huge in the forecasting hand. But also during those 7 years, all but specifically working with Mexico, with the business in Mexico and Venezuela, the project that were customer service related was about implement a field sales IT solution. What IT solution? A handheld in order to use in the front end, also include an order to cash digital solution. But look, for the horizontal distribution business in the confectionery division that we have in Mexico and Venezuela, this horizontal distribution aims to reach a broad and diverse target of consumer, mom and pop store, bakeries, convenience store, petrol station. So it's a really, really intensive and capitalized distribution that require this IT solution. But not also the IT solution needs who knows and who knows how is the horizontal distribution. And now, after most of 14 years working in Brazil, I take away my experience that I had in Venezuela, because the 7 years that I have working in Venezuela in distribution was in the horizontal distribution. So I know how to do it. I know the different curve and complexity of that business. So that's why it helped me to be recognized in Estrellas as an expert in that kind of
operation. And after you added the procurement part of the supply chain, no? So they placed you as a procurement manager, a strategic sourcing. So you, just to complete the full umbrella of the supply chain, no? How was that 3 years in doing that role?
As you mentioned, I want to develop that competence science, a supply chain professional, most domain about dealing with supplier, managing the direct and indirect spend account. So I can tell you that the main structural project that was to implement a set of digital solutions to manage the end-to-end for indirect materials, from procurement until the payment and accounting. But why for indirect materials? Because most of the time, during three decades, supply chain always focus in improve the way to manage direct material, raw packing material.
Yeah.
And you have the other half of your spend category without
touching nothing, without doing negotiation, nothing.
Exactly. We didn't have, at that moment, we didn't have a unique IT system provider. It was a huge internal of transaction, a lack of standardization along all the process. So it was complex. It was a very long shot. But for me, it was necessary. I had to have that experience in my career.
In your curriculum. No, great. And after 10 years and a half, you started a new challenge. You tested a new challenge. You jumped to a new company in your career, to ADM, that is one of the four biggest monsters in raw material, just together with Cargill, Bunge, ADM, and Dreyfus. So, and you join there as a director in supply chain, no? That's right?
That's right.
How was that moving from Nestlé to ADM?
From a professional point of view, was the right move. I never look back. After 21 years working in Nestlé, I decide to leave Nestlé and go to ADM. From a professional point of view, was the right one. The right one, because was the moment that I already during Nestlé was leading directly with the different fields of supply chain. Mm-hmm. Then in that position, I have to articulate all of them. I really was on charge of that. So my contribution was, at the beginning, was to unify and put together a supply chain organization, able to support the ambition to double the size in 5 years. IDM is a huge company. This specific business unit was recently, when I moved to IDM, I have almost 6 months that they acquired that company. So this business unit that is animal nutrition and pet food didn't have all the governance that needed to support this ambition to double the size in 5 years. So I defined skills, job profile, scope by function, goals, governance. I have enough time these 3 years in order to have the organizational supply chain in place and get a special improvement in the service level field. That was one of the biggest gaps that they have in the business. So, for me, as I mentioned, from a professional point of view, was the right move. It proved me that I can be in another organization different than Nestlé. And the most important, in Nestlé, you have manuals, you have people that can answer all of your answers. You can say, if I don't know how to do and how to face this problem, you probably have an intranet, you have a manual, a procedure, or people that can answer you. When I was in a company that, as I mentioned, a recently acquired company, those answers I have to find by myself. So yeah, it proved me really what can I do.
Yeah, no, definitely. And I think that that was the timing that the ADM was starting in the pet food business. And because, as a Cargill or Bungie or Louis Dreyfus, all of them are the biggest monster in raw material and grain. So maybe they decide to introduce that. And this is a great business also if you do it well in the pet food.
Right. Yeah.
And you stay there, you build the organization, and what happened later? So you somebody called you from Unilever. How was that jumping to Unilever managing the new operation of Gallo?
Exactly. And that had been my boss during the last 4 years. When I was working at ADM, it was in city two, about 2 hours commuting from São Paulo. My family was in São Paulo. And this opportunity to move to Gallo, Gallo is a Unilever joint venture. It was because Gallo was the headquarter was in São Paulo. And my family was in São Paulo. So I moved to São Paulo and to Gallo. Looks like a personal decision, but it's not. Gallo, what's the challenge behind Gallo is that Gallo is really a startup. I can say it's still a startup. Why? Because during the last 20 years, Gallo was distributed by Cargill and Unilever in different moments of the time. Mm-hmm. Then in 2016, Gallo built their own governance. So no history, no field experience, no manuals, no procedure. So I brought to Gallo was my technical knowledge and leadership. Yeah. And at the same time, what Gallo gave to me? Gallo gave to me and still is giving to me a real-life laboratory to experience my own way of working, my own style, transform a bunch of theories that I learned in the big corporation and adequate and customized to a smaller context. So what really bring to me? I become an intra-entrepreneur in Gallo. That's why I love this professional move from IDM to Gallo.
Yeah, and what's that? It's a joint venture now with Unilever. So you have the relation with Unilever. But as a building and structuring and organizing all the Gallo operation, that's right?
Exactly. And that's one of the interesting part of this implementation, because Gallo is a joint venture. 50% is owned by a company, by a family, and the other is by Unilever. So we have a mix of each of the view and the culture. And with Unilever, they allow me to bring this level of compliance and establish a solid governance to manage the business. So deal with Unilever, it was wonderful. It was wonderful because I already work with a big corporation as Nestlé, so culture are very similar.
Yeah, definitely. And how have you been dealing with through all the ADN and previous role also, and now in Gallo with the digital transformation? How relevant do you see the digital transformation of the supply chain? As you mentioned also before, when the last part when you was in the procurement, you told me about just all the processes doing the digital process. So how do you see that in the importance of that digital transformation in the supply chain of today.
Okay, well, Xavier, is at the heart of each of my posts.
Yeah.
Through the harmonization and simplifying the business process architecture across our operation, across our supply, at least enable us in Nestlé, when I implement all the architecture related to SAP, to realize the advantage of a global leader while minimizing the drawback of size. Because that was one of the key takeaways of this digital transformation in Nestlé. We were, Nestlé was a global leader, but each of the country, each of the markets work mostly by the own way of working. At the back office, when we implement SAP in the different area, we simplify the processes. We standardize data. We standardize those processes. Then we were able to share best practice between the different business unit and the different country. We move people. We move people from one country. From my team, I move people from one country to another country. When you move people, you move knowledge across the region. So at the end, we unlock the potential of a big company, all of because we operate in the same process and in the same system architecture. What's really him the bullies? What's great?
So, and I can imagine that also you applied that for all this new role in Gallo, no? As trying to organize, doing the digitalization and placing process on control.
Yes, and that's why I mentioned that was at the heart of each post, because when I was in IDM, when I still in Gallo, what I am spending at least 20 or 25% of my budget initiative in order to do automation or implement any digital solution, because at the end is what is going to provide us sustainability of our process. It's what is going to provide us a time in order to create and think in bold and bigger insights, in not working only in the transactional area.
That's right. And as everybody suffered, for sure you suffered also the pain in Gallo, no? How did you deal with that and with the teams, with your people, with the business, and also this pandemic accelerated the digitalization of every single transaction? How do you live that time?
Okay, I can tell you that I'm probably going to surprise you, but it was easy. It was easy for me. Since the beginning, I prepare and manage the team based on goals, in cascading metrics, in rewards related to factual results. So governance helped us and helped me to keep up aligned.
Everybody aligning through OGSM, that's right?
Exactly. Informed and avoid that micromanagement that for sure it doesn't work when you are on remote, when we were in that context of the pandemic time. Yeah. Nevertheless, I can say that we lose engagement with other functional areas. I can say inside my team, what's easy was we have a success, but we lose engagement with other functional area, less connection, personal relation become very cold. So I can say that our culture as a company suffer a setback. So in one hand was good for my team, in the other, from a company point of view, we suffer a setback, and that's why when we have the first window in order to bring the people to the office, we did it. We did it in a hybrid mode.
Yeah, great. That's usually happen, and because I mean the human being is a social person. So it's very difficult to keep this socialization just only through digital, beside all the tool. It's like we need to touch everybody.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's right. And just I have a question, you know, what do you think that could be the future trends which will change the way how we define today the supply chain? Do you have Any thoughts about it?
Well, two things. One of them, probably I mentioned during our conversation, is about data science. Data science. In one hand, use technology to minimize human inputs. In the other, use it to what? To build bold and big insights. That is necessary. That is necessary that a supply chain and professional supply chain work in hands. They hand with the data science. The other thing I already also mentioned it probably during our conversation. The other future trend for supply chain is a strong relationship. Maintaining good human relationship should be a high priority for every company and for every supply chain professional. If it's not the highest priority in doing business, it's always a good idea to focus on fortifying your relationship with your team members, with your colleagues, with your vendors, especially with your vendors and supplies, in order to increase collaboration and cooperation in each step of the supply chain. That's something that the data science is going to support, is going to help, is going to give us the visibility about the benefits and what gains we can get from that. But the strong relationship is done by us, by the humans. So that are, for me, the two main future trends for
future trends that this should be. Not great. I agree with you. This is critical. And also the strong human relationship, because that the collaboration and design of synergies cannot be substituted by a digital stuff. That's right. And which recommendation and advice for professionals starting their careers, or they want to develop their careers in supply chain, which kind of recommendation can you give to the people?
Well, in my humble point of view, I can say that first, math skill combined with a strong analytical capability to understand the supply and the demand issue. It's not only about good sense. There are plenty of people that want to give their opinion based on their good sense without facts, and the insight that you get from the numbers is something necessary. The second recommendation is to the supply chain professional to be the protagonist. Sit in the driver's seat. Enjoy, of course, the success and the failure of that position.
Yeah, definitely. Enjoy driving and being in the party.
Exactly.
Doing execution and doing all the relation, that's great. That is critical for the people. No, having a great conversation. I have been really enjoying listening to you, and I hope that also the audience have been enjoying this conversation and all your journey and the recommendation that you have been given. And just as a final point, so which is your final message for the people that are listening to the podcast?
Well, Saber, first I would like to thank you for your time and all the people for the attention today. In supply chain, we have great challenge and great opportunity. Yeah. And this kind of podcast that you guys lead, we are able to identify sympathies, inspirational experience, and at the end, invisible mentors. So many thanks.
No, thank you. Thank you for you. And you are right. This is what we were trying to do, being inspirational with all our network people like you, and just sharing that just to contribute to the community of all the people in the supply chain. Thank you. Thank you very much, my friend, for having the opportunity to interview you.
Thank you.
Perfect. And thank you, everybody, for listening our podcast. If you like what you hear, you must go to www.cotglobal.com and click on the button on the podcast to see all the programs and notes. You can also subscribe to the mailing list to receive all the updates and news. You can also share with your friends and also follow us on LinkedIn. And if you are looking to hire senior supply chain executives in your business in Latin, in US, Spain, or worldwide, please let us know how we can support you. Have a great day.